I now pronounce you man and what? Don't laugh. That wasn't even...
No, go again.
Do you take this man to be your assumption? Hi, guys. Welcome back to Assumptions.
It's not even clever wordplay.
No, it's good as f***, dude.
And no, it's brilliant.
I object. That was a great intro. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Assumptions Weddings. You guys submitted assumptions about what you think should or shouldn't happen at weddings, how you should or shouldn't act at weddings, what weddings should or shouldn't be. Today, I am joined with a couple guests. We have Elise Willems.
Hi, I take you chance to be my lawfully wedded host.
Yes.
That was good.
We have Trevor.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here.
You didn't do a wedding play.
Would they? Okay, time to cut the assumption.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Just when in doubt, just put assumptions in to anything. And we have D'Angelo Wallace.
I've been to a wedding.
Okay.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
That makes
that's
you
a good
qualified.
Start.
Yeah.
We assume you've been to a wedding. All right. Today we are talking weddings. And I know one of us on the couch, D'Angelo, recently had a video about Glambot wedding scandal, catastrophe situation. So I'm assuming you have some assumptions about weddings.
Your chance is going to look at me and go, assumptions, every time he says it.
But this is actually your second time on the Assumptions channel, right?
It is, yeah. Last time, I think you guys were recording this in like an alley. So I love the upgrade that we've gotten here. It's really awesome.
And congrats on your channel hitting 700K.
Woo!
Thank you. I'm excited about that.
Did you get like a badge or anything added or something?
I should have, but...
We got to get you a badge.
I'll take one.
Can we call YouTube? Let's get the badge.
You got any badges?
It's just like patches.
You know what? We will count the Adidas.
Patches. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any assumptions on weddings?
I've officiated 4 weddings.
What?
Before. Yeah.
You've officiated?
Man on the inside. Yeah, so I can answer anything.
Wait. How do you get officiated? You like on the internet or something?
In the state of California, through the Universal Life Church, you can just become... ordained, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I'm technically a reverend.
So I could get married right now.
I can marry anybody just for fun.
The vibes are right.
Yeah, like what time's lunch?
4 people wanted you to officiate there. That's not
8
like
people.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that once you officiate, then people find out about that and then you become the person. They think there's something special about you, but there isn't.
Okay, I feel like, so you're a comedian. Do you do like, why'd you make that face?
I don't know. It's just like, am I though? I'm an officiant. I got the paperwork for
okay,
that.
Okay, but do you do jokes in your thing?
You have to.
Yeah.
You got to do bits. And if you can get grandma laughing in the front row, that's how you know that you made it.
Okay, do you have jokes that you always go to?
No, not necessarily. I try to make things very specific and curated for the couple. Like, I want it to feel like it's very personal for them.
So we're going to put your number here and your business card if you need an officiant for your wedding.
888 officiate. Nice. You know?
That was good.
Off the dome?
I don't know. Don't call that. 888 assumptionate.
Angela, did you like that one?
I loved it, actually.
Yes! That was really have you been to a lot of weddings?
I have... Because I used to be 5 and really cute. And so everybody wanted me to be the ring bearer.
Shut up!
Yeah, but then you turn to a teenager and you're not really cute and nobody wanted me to be the ring bearer.
No, you're so cute.
That's so messed up.
I know. It's tough in this industry as a ring bearer, honestly. We talk a lot about Hollywood beauty standards, but ring bearer
standards. Ring bearer.
You can't be.
You're not young enough.
No. Yeah. Once those rosy cheeks are gone, it's over for you.
Have you been to a lot of weddings?
No, I've been to weddings, and most of my wedding stories are probably embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Like, just get really fucked up at weddings, bro.
Yeah, but that's what they're for. Yeah. It's a celebration.
No, there's like one specific wedding that I look back on, and I'm like, that was pretty crazy. Like, there's some videos of me that I'm like, I don't know if I want.
One thing about me at a wedding... I'm gonna meet the extended family.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be getting shots with the extended family. I'm like, show me your aunt.
Yes.
Show me your uncle. Show yeah. me your aunt.
Bro, show me your uncle.
I'm getting
show
me your aunt. Into a will tonight. That's yes. what I say. No.
That yeah. is 100% it. It's like, where is the hot single uncle?
Mm-hmm.
No, if you can get the family like talking about you and like laughing and going crazy, that's the best feeling.
Yeah.
I've been to my parents' wedding.
No way.
Yeah. I don't think everyone can say that. It was cute. It was
Wait,
small.
How?
It was the logistics were clearly a little different than your average timeline. But yeah, I think I was 4 when my parents got married.
I love that.
Yeah, awesome. It happened in the church. And
were you the ring bearer?
I'm starting to realize all of my wedding stories are identical. But yes, I was the ring bearer. It was my first experience as such. I think like looking back, because that was such a low key event, but it was still full of like a lot of joy and stuff. Every wedding after that has seemed so deeply extra to me. but it's still a vibe. It's still a vibe.
Extra in that they're bigger, bolder, there's more people.
We're talking mariachi bands just popping out the woodworks, oh, which honestly awesome. Is a really cool thing to experience in real life. But like, yeah, I think I started small. So every wedding after that was just like, whoa. But it definitely reinforced to me like, I want no stress. If I were to get married, I don't want it to be a thing where we're adding in all these moving pieces. So if we wind up having something small, I wouldn't mind at all.
I love seeing the generational difference now between the millennial wedding experience versus Gen Z.
Okay, what have you seen as the difference?
I mean, millennials just had certain things like, we're all going to have these mason jars that we cram
knew you were gonna say
shit into.
Dude, there's so much fucking twine at millennial weddings. There's so much
That's
fucking
good.
Twine, bro.
That's really yes, good.
It's crazy.
The twine industry was thriving.
Yeah.
Like, what's the twine budget here?
It's twine.
What would you say, like, the Gen Z vibe is, though?
Not getting married.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Gen Z getting married?
It's expensive as well. Like, I've been engaged for like a while now, and people are like, when are you get, like, are you planning the wedding? I'm like, I don't have money, bro.
Just like, why would I drop like $20, $50, $100,000 on a wedding?
I have friends that have taken loans out to pay for the wedding, which is kind of beyond. I mean, my wedding was not expensive by any means, and it was small and great and fantastic in that way and low stress, but I definitely have friends that go big or go home, and they are paying off this day, which it's just priorities, but it's not in my wheelhouse, but yeah.
Do you think there's power behind putting if the wedding is big enough and grand enough and means more, like if you're putting more energy into it, maybe the consummation of the, or consummation? Maybe the sex is better. Maybe if you have a really good food for the wedding.
Oh my
God. Some of it, I think, is just familial pressure. You got parents, you got family that this is, they're living vicariously, or they want to invite their whole family.
It also is just like a cultural thing. I feel like we're very much moving out of the like, oh, you have to get married. Like, I think that there are so many people that are fine with just being like, I love this person a ton, and I just want to like live with them and be with them, and might as well do all of the exact same things that a married like couple is doing, but you don't need to have like some big show of affection or like kind of subscribe to that very traditional idea of marriage.
That's true too. Like, it could be, I was thinking about what you said, and like, you have to prove it to the other family that like, if this is a match and this is a wedding worth putting your energy and your future into. And like, especially if you're like financially dependent or in the will of the, or in the company of your family, the business
of it.
Are you guys ready to get to the assumptions?
Yeah, I guess that's the freaking show.
I assume so.
I assume.
You assume correctly.
Conjugation of.
So we asked you all for assumptions on weddings. So I will now be reading them and we will decide what we think of them or just discuss them.
You would make an incredible wedding officiant.
That is so nice. I would rather be the flower girl. Okay.
Period.
I understand.
My biggest assumption is that most brides who are deemed bridezillas aren't actually bridezillas.
This is dangerous ground here.
Okay, tell me why.
Because
bride talk is going to come after you.
Well, I also think there's definitely some misogyny at play here, of course, of women being branded difficult just because they express what they want. But I also am a frequent peruser of wedding shaming, the wedding shaming subreddit, and there are some people that have very high expectations.
It's also like, depending on the price point that you're putting behind it, it's like, well, yeah, I'm paying so much money for this. I want it to be right.
I feel like there's probably people that get labeled like bridezillas. It's almost more likely a lot of the times that it's the people around them that are causing them to be that way. It's like everyone else is putting like family or putting so much pressure and like asking so many things and needing so many things from them that it's like, I just need, like, it's just a lot. It's a lot of stress.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever encountered a real life bridezilla.
No.
Like, look at the responsibilities split. Like, she has to worry about the dress and everybody else's dress and all of these other moving parts. And he kind of has to, like, show up.
Show up.
It's a lot easier to not be difficult when you're not doing anything. So I feel like that's part of it, too.
Yeah, when you don't care. It's like, well, I'm caring about this because I want everyone to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to enjoy our wedding. You said you saw a bad case of wedding shaming. What does that look like?
Oh, or
like,
I just love like the wedding shaming subreddit where...
What is that?
It's just people will post about different kind... I mean, not... I don't want to use the word bridezilla. I mean, it's, but it's different
sure,
things
sure,
too.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing where like, oh, my, you know, my brother-in-law expects us to come to the wedding and then give a $150 donation in addition to a gift because they expect this to help. Like, it's just people with incredibly unrealistic expectations or, you know, people that insist that their bridal parties drop $1,000 on specific clothing or shoes or activities. And
yeah, that's one thing that I've never understood is like expecting people in your bridal party or whatever to spend a lot of money. I'm like, that's like so much pressure that you could put on someone and not know. I mean, like, I need you to like spend all this money for my wedding. Like, if you're expecting like a lot from someone like that, I feel like kind of the financial responsibility should be on you.
I think so too. I had like just my like one maid of honor, like that just my best friend back home. Like, that's just all I had. And I told her, like, wear whatever makes you feel happy, wear whatever makes you feel comfortable and good.
And then she showed up in a white dress.
But she looked amazing. And she did, and she looked great, and it was lovely. But also, wasn't there, like, I forget whose wedding it was, but there was a big whole thing because, like, Kendall or Kylie Jenner showed up in, like, this very revealing dress, or it was, like, maybe you remember whose wedding it was.
Oh, man, they all blend together in my mind. So many Ks.
But what's wrong with that? Like, I don't understand.
Right? Don't make yourself small.
Like, it's your day. No one's look. I mean, they look amazing. They're not the bride. They're not you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been a groomsman in 3 weddings. And every single time, yeah, they bought a suit for me or like rented a tux. Like, I didn't, there was no like financial burden on me. And I was like,
oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. I was like, that's really like, and it feels right. Like, I did like one of them, I had to fly for it, but I was like, I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to book a flight for like a friend. But then he was like, yeah, don't worry about like what you're going to wear or anything. I'll get like everything taken care of for you. Just like send me your sizes. And I was like, that's really cool.
I like that. Like, if you care what I wear, you can show that with your wallet. Otherwise, yeah. I'm just going to pick something out of my closet.
Yeah. And we look good as too. All of us, we're dripped out.
Okay, so I have a question. Are you guys going on, what are those things called when you have like a list of things that you want?
Bucket list?
For a wedding specifically?
Itinerary?
A gift registry.
Yes, thank you. So are we going on to the gift registry and are we getting them a gift? And what's the price point of the gift that we're getting them?
I don't know anymore because it used to be the equivalent of what maybe like the plate at the wedding was. You would estimate maybe a plate was like...
You're lying.
No, it was like maybe $100 for somebody to be fed at this wedding. And then you would say like, okay, I offset that cost. But I don't really know what it is anymore in the year of our Lord 2026.
That is so funny. Okay, guess how much your chicken piccata was.
Right? And what if you're a vegetarian?
Right. You're just eating, so like a $12 gift?
Some leaves.
Spread salads. I got the house salad.
Crazy shit on their registries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like whenever, like, I would never expect someone, like, I feel like me putting it, when I put a registry together, whatever it is, I'm like, whatever I get, and I'm going to be happy for that. It does feel kind of insane to me to ask for gifts for your wedding. I don't know why it's always seemed weird to me. Like, why are you getting gifts for that? Like, you're asking me to come to an event, like, to celebrate. Like, I get it, but I, like, whenever it happens, I'm gonna be like, look, if someone who has, like, a lot of money that I invited or whatever wants to get me, like, a nice gift, that's great. If a friend of mine who I also know is, like, struggling to live in LA, like, I don't expect them to get me something. No. Like, just show up if you can. Like, that's great.
And I guess it's for the, like, older, more experienced people who have more disposable income.
In a lot of cultures, at weddings, the expectation is there's just envelopes of cash going around. Mm-hmm. Depending on where you're from, your background, some of it is just like, oh, it's expected that you would give the couple cash, especially the older generation too.
Yeah.
I think if you're having a destination wedding, you should not have an expectation for a gift as well. If mm-hmm. if your friends are making the effort, spending the money to come out for that, yeah. to me, that is the gift. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of our second assumption, I assume most people dread having to go to a destination wedding.
It depends on the destination, surely. I think there are places that I might be excited to go. Like, would I use somebody's wedding as an excuse to finally visit a place on my bucket list? Without shame, yes. But I think there are maybe some places where I'm like, oh yeah, have fun with that. Zoom, right. Zoom me from that right. wedding.
I agree. If it's somewhere that you would love to go in general, make it your own vacation. That's yeah. awesome. I'm going to a wedding this summer in Nebraska for one of my best friends. Never thought I would see myself going to Nebraska. Oh my God. But I'm thrilled to be doing it because I love them so much. And I think I'll make the most of trying, you know, finding out what's cool in Nebraska.
Yeah.
But it would never be on my bucket list of yeah. a destination. But I love them. So works out.
The deciding factors for me, do I get a plus one?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, do I know other people going to this wedding? And if so, how well and who do I, like, how well and how many people do I know?
Okay, Chance, the plus one conundrum. But can we unpack that? Because I know some people who have flat out, like, not gone to weddings because they have not been offered a plus one.
But it's like, I don't want to go to a place by myself, like, especially if it's like, I'm going to Spain for a weekend to hang out with your family and your, like.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's a local wedding and you didn't get a plus one, but you know other people?
That's a yes.
Okay.
I, you know, now that I'm thinking, destination doesn't always mean like nice destination. Because I went to a wedding in Mexico, but I forgot my friend who's, I was in his wedding. And so I kind of had, well, I didn't have to go, but I wanted to go, obviously, because I care about him. But it was in Iowa, and literally in December.
I literally don't know what is in Iowa.
Nothing, bro. Literally nothing.
Corn?
Corn. Yeah. No, it's straight up. It's corn and flat, and it was so cold. And I had to, like, it was like a 3-hour drive from the airport. I had to, like, rent a car. Looking back, and I'm like, I could have died, because it's, like, 80 out there, because nobody's out there. So I'm just, like, cruise control 80, driving, like, at night to get to this tiny-ass town in Iowa that he lives in. And there was straight up a full, like, pallet on the road, like, a wooden pallet. And I, like, barely, I was going so fast, and I managed to, like, swerve to go straight over it in this rental car. But I'm like, if I'd hit that pallet, like, I could have just died in the middle of nowhere in Iowa. It kind of sucks that you made me come to Iowa in the middle of December. Oh, but
okay, as someone from Iowa.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
No.
Said no one ever. No one's actually from there. Yeah. I agree with you.
No, it was crazy. And also, yeah, it wasn't even, like, a big city, as big of a city as you can get in Iowa. I love him to death, but I was like, that's crazy.
Our next assumption. If you aren't from Brazil, I assume you'll never know the joy of dragging around the groom by his tie. We have this tradition that at one point in the reception, the groomsmen drag the groom around by his tie, asking the male guests for money. Whoever gives them money gets a piece of the tie. Usually the bridesmaids go around with the bride's shoe on a platter, asking the female guests for money. The women stuff the shoe with money and usually get some small party favor in return. The what?
That's crazy.
Let me see this one more time. So,
do you get to eat the tie?
The groomsmen drag the groom around by his tie and ask the male guests for money.
That sounds kind of awesome, though. I love the idea of me just be like getting married and my friend being like, all right, time to go ask for some money, and just grabbing me by the tie and being like, you got any money for this guy?
How much money can you fit in a shoe? And what qualifies as a shoe? Mm. Can I show up with like a clown shoe?
Yeah.
Just fill it up.
A boot.
Let's go.
A knee-high boot.
She's got a strappy heel on.
Yeah.
Filling up.
That's nothing.
Like a G-string.
It falls out.
There are certain traditions that I'm glad seem to be phased out, like the removing the garter from the bride.
Yeah, that's weird as fuck.
I didn't do it. I think it's weird.
It's very strange.
To do that in front of like your man, like your grandma and your grandpa, and be like, here we go. Yeah.
I'm down with the throwing the bouquet, but the garter thing is a little weird.
Okay, this is going to be unpopular, but you know what tradition I do find sometimes to be somewhat strange? Vows, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
They can be really sweet. They can be really wonderful. And they can also be things that I think would be better left amongst yourself. Sometimes I hear certain wedding vows and I'm just like, why am I in it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What does this have to do with me? And then you get the really especially bad ones, like the ones that go viral for just being awful. Sometimes people do too much, honestly. But I don't want to, like, you know, knock everyone who does this. I've heard some really wonderful things, but sometimes people be wildin'.
What are some of the vows that you've seen that have been like, oh no? Like, is it just...
Sometimes just people are like sexual with them. And I'm just like, okay, that's cool. I could have put two and two together and figured you were going to do this later, but now you're really putting it in all of our minds. And I have a very active imagination. There are just some things I don't want to imagine sometimes.
I've died inside when one person clearly put a lot of effort into it and not so much the other side.
Oh, no.
No, and I feel like that's when it gets weirdly sexual. Like, when you know, when there's, like, the white, like, dude up on the altar and, like, his wife is giving some, like, very heartfelt, talking about how much she loves him, and he's just making weird sexual jokes.
Yes.
Like, it's just...
I cry.
He's got a pen. He's making revisions in real time because he knows he messed up.
Have you guys seen... There was a trend, like... 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, of brides singing down the aisle. They would sing themselves down. They'd be like, I loved you since the day I met you. And they're like singing these original songs that they like write for their vows.
I mean, you only get one day to be the main character, I guess. So it's the only day you could get away with it. Get away with it.
Go, girl, sing. Speaking of weird traditions, people don't know how weird non-American wedding traditions can sound. For example, in northeastern Scotland, we do something called the blackening.
Pause.
Oh, I'm scared, you guys. I'm scared. This is where the engaged couple get kidnapped and tied together and pelted with disgusting things. Think restaurant slops. Feathers, tar, mud, flour, treacle, soot. If it's yucky, it's going on. Then they are paraded around the village and town, usually in a tractor trailer of a flatbed, and sometimes left tied to a lamppost for a while.
Wait, this is before or after they've been married?
I think it's after.
What?
No, it's... where the engaged couple get kidnapped and tied together.
Can we, like, fact check this before I react and somebody is completely baiting us right now? I don't want to say, really, like, oh, that's so interesting and somebody just made this.
We can do that.
If this is truly the case, it sounds like it's very cathartic for the guests.
I guess if your relationship can survive that, you can survive anything together.
It sounds like hazing.
It does. Yeah.
That'd be, like, a funny prank to pull on someone, just do something really up, like, before they get married and be like, yeah, it's tradition, it's like kind of what we do, and then they just talk about, yeah, they like kidnapped me like before I got married and like covered me in tar and feathers, and someone's like, what?
Who's gonna tell them
that's not a tradition?
Okay, we've been fact checked. Blackening is a traditional wedding custom performed in the days or weeks prior to a marriage in rural areas of Scotland and Northern Ireland.
Wow, that's amazing.
Good for them.
You try to kidnap me, girl, you're going to see my Glock real quick.
I feel like I'm black enough, so we can skip that one.
Yeah, we'll skip
it. Thank you.
Next assumption. I've always thought Catholic weddings are so stunning and extravagant. I love the stained glass windows and the pageantry of the priest and the customs. However, as a queer woman, I would be getting gay married, and I'm assuming the vibes might be a little off for all my gay guests and probably not condoned by the Catholic Church. Also, I think I would need to convert to Catholicism, should I just elope instead?
There's so many steps this gay woman would have to take.
Can I convert to Catholicism?
Okay, so
I would rent a church set.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And then hire an actor to play a priest.
They definitely have like gay adjacent churches that look like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They definitely do. I know they do. Because I've seen them rainbow flags outside of the stained glass window churches.
Culturally appropriating Catholicism is just reparations. After it was already like forced everywhere. If you take some of that back for yourself, you should feel free to do that.
Several holy wars that they waged on the world. I think we can appropriate it.
What is Catholicism if not camp?
Yes.
True. At this point also.
100%.
Really?
Next assumption. I'm sick of being sat near the weird aunt. The reception shouldn't have assigned seating.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
I think the assigned seating thing, like, you have assigned seating and you have you go through the toasts and you have the dinner. And then after that, it's fair game. It's like once people start standing up to dance, it's like you can sit wherever you want. There's no rules. It's not like someone's going to come back and be like, actually, that's my seat. Like, everybody's walking around and doing stuff. You sit down and talk to who you want to. You stand up. You go to another table. Like, just tank the 30 minutes with the weird aunt.
I always get sat next to the reverend, but...
I'll take this as the reverend. People don't want to sit next to the reverend. Because they don't want... You're sitting there eating dinner thinking about all the mistakes you made.
Oh.
And nobody wants that energy near them. Oh. But I've seen people at weddings go and before the reception starts, switch placards.
Nice.
I love
on
that.
On the sly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I do think there's a logistical necessity to it.
Yeah.
But it is kind of a bummer when you're like, oh man, yeah, it's been a lot to be here. I want to sit who I want to sit with. Yeah. But
and that's where the plus one comes in. Like if you have a plus one, it's like, you know, even if I get sat at a table that might not be the best, it's like I still have, you know, my person that I'm with sitting next to me. But yeah, if you're solo at a wedding and you get sat at a third tier table.
Oh yeah.
Oof.
It's brutal.
It's like going back to high school. It's like literally sitting in the cafeteria. It's like you're looking and you're like, oh man, I kind of wish I was at that table. Like they look like they're having so much fun.
That was not my high school experience, but yes.
It also feels like wedding culture has changed where it used to be that there were more random people coming to weddings and then people would be like hooking up, meeting and hooking up at weddings. That doesn't seem a thing.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Or maybe it does, and I'm not at those weddings.
I don't think I'm at them either.
No.
Or I'm too busy with the business of the wedding.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The performance.
As the reverend.
Yes. Yeah. I turn a blind eye to all the sin happening around me.
Make weddings slutty again.
Right.
Honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, like watching the movie Wedding Crashers, is this like actually something that you could possibly do? Like, can you just show up to a wedding? Because it feels like with the assigned seating of it all, like, how is Owen Wilson just sitting down at a table? And like, if you are just like a charming enough guy, like, can you actually just find a seat at a table and nobody's going
to
question it?
Or just like, if you don't go to the dinner part, just go to the reception.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going? How will they know?
How will they know?
Who's going to know?
Next assumption. I assume most people consider themed weddings tacky or cringe. You have a strong opinion on this.
Well, I just consider all weddings tacky and cringe. So I don't see theming as like an additional layer. It's already such a performance. I don't see what incorporating Twilight into it. Like, it doesn't take away from that for me. If anything, that might be more fun. I'm more likely to have fun at a themed wedding than I am at just your bog standard.
Right, the theme of the wedding is wedding. Like, it has, or like Western wedding, or like if you're in a different whatever. They all have these codes and things
exactly.
Switch into.
Like, yeah. No, that take is good as fuck. All weddings are cringe.
I've seen two themed weddings that I can think of. I saw one that was tasteful pirates.
Ooh.
That's awesome. Wow, that's
it was
cool.
Like, but like it was barely pirate. Like it was pirates. It was, but it was classy. It was elegant.
Yeah.
It was layered. It
elevated
was,
pirates.
Elevated pirates. Like,
yeah.
I was blown away. Everyone looked incredible. I was like, do I want a pirate wedding?
That sounds awesome.
No, it does sound awesome.
Number two was a Marvel Universe wedding. So it was like straight up MCU.
What were the pretty?
But everyone dressed up as Marvel adjacent characters, and the bride walked down to the dun 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 dun.
Oh wow!
Dun dun dun.
Wow! I mean,
it was a hard watch.
But if it makes you happy,
you know what? If you are ready to, unless you are one of the Russo brothers. I'm drawing the line at Marvel weddings.
I love that one wedding where somebody was dressed as Gollum and they brought out the ring and it's just this guy like half naked with a loincloth and he comes out and he's coughing and he...
Dude, that's funny to do just a normal wedding.
Yeah, and the rest of the wedding was completely normal, so except for the one guy as Gollum. Bro. It was brilliant.
That's so good. That's an incredible bit.
Why not like Bilbo or Frodo? They both were ring bearers too.
Showing up at your Marvel-themed wedding just as the Joker.
Cross universe.
Carol, I told you that's DC.
Yeah. Where's Martha?
Next assumption. Every lavish wedding you see online is funded by one of the newlyweds' rich parents, but nobody wants to admit their parents are rich.
True.
Y'all got rich parents? Must be nice.
I don't even have Marvel money.
Let's go back to the Marvel of it all. It was a nice wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
It looked expensive, and the costumes were not like Party City. They were like, oh, where did you get this like replica Loki costume? Specifically from the Loki television show season one.
So the wedding was better than Ant-Man Quantumania?
Yeah, the budget was probably more.
Anything would be better than that.
I don't know. How do we feel about the wealthy?
I thought you were about to say, how do we feel about Quantumania? I was like,
let's just get into it.
Let's unpack that.
Hey, welcome back to Assumptions Quantumania.
It's a podcast within the podcast.
And now it's our segment, Quantumania time.
On the wealthy parents thing, my parents have money. Like I think I grew up with privilege, but I'm wondering like the I grew up with wealth. Well, I think I grew up with like wealth privilege. I know I definitely grew up with the white privilege. How do I like know? And this isn't just as it relates to wedding. Like how much money are my parents like dishing out for like my siblings? Yeah. Like that's what I'm curious about. I'm like what? Because like I don't like my brothers if they live like where my parents live. And I'm like, it's like such like, I wonder how much money they're getting from them or like how much did they chip in for the wedding? Is it like a weird thing to ask? Like maybe when it's my turn to get married, I'm gonna be like, did you like shell out? Like, what can I expect here?
Yeah.
I think you go to siblings. Yo, how much did mom and dad give you? How much did mom and dad give you for the wedding?
Yeah. I can't ask my parents for anything. I'm like, I have to wait till they offer something. And my brother will just ask for things like crazy. And he always kind of frames it as like a jokey in like a jokey way. But obviously with the idea of like, oh, but if, you know, they say yes, they say yes. And so I'm like, I don't know when that time comes, like how I'm going to approach the like, are you going to, is it going to be like a chip in situation or?
If when I was four, my parents could have had me pay for their wedding. They would have. Honestly, that's our relationship, which I'm happy to provide. But yeah, no, I do feel in general like, yes, there are conversations to be had about wealth and the distribution thereof. But honestly, a bag is a bag. So if I did have rich parents and they wanted to cover my lifestyle, consider it covered. Yeah. Honestly.
And that's the problem. No one wants to work these days.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
Next assumption. It's hard to spontaneously hook up with someone at a wedding. We kind of talked
about this.
I don't think it's hard.
I've like never done that, but I feel like that's kind of something that's in the back of people's heads if you're like single at a wedding. It's like, oh, you know, maybe there's someone else single.
That's not I'm not going to the wedding to hook up with. I'm not going to meet anyone.
No,
I'm
but like, that's like always that you know that that's like a possibility. Like, I feel like that's kind of a stereotypical thing is like there's single people. What I don't know.
I
maybe
guess it's
not
a possibility anywhere. If I go into a Target, it's a possibility. But I'm
okay. A Target versus a wedding. Where are you more likely to find someone?
A Target. A Target. Catch me in the home section. Chip and Joanna home section.
Chip and Joanna Gaines collection. Yeah.
Do they have wedding stuff?
They should.
Catch me looking at
Joanna,
the new Figment
if you're line. Watching this, you should do a wedding collection. And I'll finally get married just to give her more money.
I would say I would do it too, but they don't really support.
Yeah, no, Target's not it right now.
Nope. Support not it.
I also wonder if this is a time thing where like back in the 80s or whatever, people were like, I'm going to have a 250 person wedding and I'm going to invite my neighbor and my cousin's friend and like just anyone I've ever met in my life is going to be at this wedding. So there was a bigger pool to choose from.
Yeah, and it's like it's in the age of, that's such a good point and that time frame because in the age of non-social media, like you meet people in person through other people through connections. Mm-hmm. So like now I'm going to a wedding, I'm like, I don't need to meet more people. I really don't.
Yep.
In fact, I need to meet less people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so oversaturated.
Tired of meeting people.
It's just like there's so much information that's constantly blasting.
Maybe I'm realizing now that like most of the weddings that I've been to, I think like, yeah, like 80% of the weddings that I've been to are like kind of like younger people, like in like Christian weddings. And I'm my like frame of mind for other weddings is just wedding crashers. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, yeah, dude, Owen Wilson was that. That's what he was. He was literally going there to do that.
Getting some tail
that's
at these
what
weddings.
Vince Vaughn was trying to do.
They made it their job.
Yeah, literally.
Next assumption. I'd assume gay marriages have a lot less pressure on them to be perfect since there's not traditions attached to them. The newlyweds are probably able to relax and enjoy themselves a little easier than a heterosexual marriage. So basically they're saying it's already a gay marriage. So like that's already
that's already
not it. Yeah, that's quirky enough. It's like there's no playbook. It's like
you just get to be gay and relaxed.
You get to be gay and relaxed.
Gay wedding, you're already so off the rails.
Just vibes mostly at a gay wedding.
I'll tell you what, you want to talk about bridezillas? I'm going to be a bridezilla at my gay wedding. I'm going to be a bridezilla.
What is your like non-negotiable?
Live band.
I was just thinking that, like, would you want a DJ or a live band?
Live band has to be live music. Wow. Champagne before the actual ceremony. A glass of champagne.
I was at
hors d'oeuvre, so people aren't just hungry.
Mythical Chef Josh's wedding, and they just had full on cocktails.
Wow.
Like literally like sitting there. He just had him and like his wife's like both of their like favorite cocktails. They were just serving them.
I love it.
I had like two penicillins before they even said I do.
Oh. Is that great. Josh's favorite?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
I don't know. I don't want to touch the gay wedding. I'm gonna keep going. I don't want to touch gay weddings. When I was a teenager, I always assumed people had child-free weddings because they hated kids. Now as a 24-year-old man, I completely understand how chaotic having children at your wedding can be.
I officiated a gay wedding.
You went back to the gay wedding.
I'm sorry, I know we're off the gay weddings, but I couldn't hold it in. I couldn't hold it in anymore.
Okay, how was it?
Lesbians.
Was it less stressful?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't care.
But see, I feel like, yeah.
They're like, we're just happy to be here.
Yeah. We made it.
We've come so far.
Yeah. Yeah. So, sorry. Well, I blacked out when you were reading the question.
I'll tell you where there won't be a lot of children, a gay wedding.
I think being the youngest sibling.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit. So they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body. It's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
I already have three nephews. It's like there's not... I'm not going to tell my brother and sisters not to bring their kids. Like, I'm fine with that. I understand why people do it 100%, but I think like that's something I'm willing to tank. I'm like, yeah, they can show up. Who cares?
It's also for the guests. You don't need to be taking care of you're off duty right now. Have fun at my wedding. You don't have to have responsibilities right now.
It's hard too if somebody's traveling there with their kids, you know, or it's a destination or they're flying in and they're like, well, I don't have anybody back home I can leave my kids with.
Yeah.
I need to bring them. What kind of do you do in that situation? So I think you've got to give that kind of grace there.
Yeah, for that a traveling destination, that makes a lot of sense.
Thoughts? You were taken as a child.
You were taken as a child.
I was the child at the wedding. To be fair, I was very well behaved. As I say, it's not easy being a ring bearer. I feel like, no, I don't know why. I'm so stuck on the ring bearer thing. As you see, much like once the reverend, always the reverend. Once the ring bearer, always the ring bearer, truly.
And once the bride, always the bride.
Period.
Once the drunk friend.
Once you're in Iowa, it's hard to get out.
Once you're in Iowa, bro.
But
a few rolling rocks deep.
I would not have children at my wedding, honestly. But that's just me. I tend to live a very child-free life, with the exception of like family, obviously. And it's no offense, you know what I mean? I'm here to hang out with my friends who are not children. That's just how it goes.
Like, my invite won't specifically say no children. And the personal invite will not say, it will say, like, you're invited. Maybe you and a plus one. It will not say, like, you and a plus three or
yeah.
four or however many children you got up in this club.
Yeah. I don't know how children factor into the financials of it, too. Like, I don't know if they cost a full place setting.
And it's also like, am I supposed to get a kids menu to yeah. open your
chicken fingers?
That ain't working.
Bro, chicken fingers. That sounds nice. I might just have that for the adults, too.
Oh, chicken fingers sounds so good.
I love a f***ing chicken finger, bro.
Like a mango habanero one?
Oh. Imagine sliding a ring on that chicken finger.
Okay, oh, now we're talking.
Oh my gosh.
Miss me with the branzino,
I
bro.
Do.
Miss
you
me
know?
With the branzino. Just
bye.
Give me some chicken fingers.
Married okay. to the tendies, honestly.
As fun as ceremonies and parties can be, at some point after many marriages, even the guests become tired of it. I say this as someone who has an aunt that was married 6 times.
No.
When we get another wedding invite, it's like, really, Tia, again?
Man, this shade. I will say, we were talking about this before recording. We're like, I went through a wedding drought in my life, and then it exploded, yeah. where it just felt like everyone I knew was getting married. And at first, you're like, oh, it's so fun. And then you do kind of get a little of that fatigue because it becomes expensive.
Yep.
A lot of your Saturday nights or days get, you know, taken by those weddings. And I guess it's cyclical. It's a phase. But yeah, at a certain point, too, I do appreciate when people are like, we went to City Hall. Let's get dinner sometime and hang out and chill.
I think you get one
per person,
one per person to ask everyone in your extended family and friends to come to. I will give you a second chance. And that is not including death. If there is a death, then that is different. If it's divorce, I'm not going to your third wedding. I'm not doing that.
Have you ever done something called Second Chance where you play twins?
No, that's really smart.
Oh, my God. Can you please do that? I'll write it for you, too. It'll be your sinners.
It'll be my sinners.
Oscar's incoming.
Whoa.
What if, like, the people in the marriage, it's their second wedding, but the other person, it's their first?
Oh.
How you play that?
That's a good point. That's why I said second. That's first wedding. I think first for the bride cancels it out, or for the husband.
I was kind of always in, I feel like, in my experience of people that I've known that have gotten lots of weddings, they do, like, it almost kind of naturally tapers out. Like, I think a lot of people are self-aware about it. Like, oh, this is the third one. Like, we're having some friends over to the backyard. Like, or whatever. Like, this is the fourth one. Yeah, we hit the courthouse and we're going on a trip to Jamaica, just the two of us or whatever. Like, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there's some people that do want to have 6 weddings.
When
but
you get to 4, I'm like, stop doing that. You want to talk about ruining the sanctity of marriage? That that is ruining the sanctity. My gay ass is going to have 1 wedding and be done with it. I'm not doing 4. Next assumption. The Cupid Shuffle will always play whether you like it or not.
Guys, I love the Cupid Shuffle.
I like it.
I love the Cupid Shuffle.
It's the Cupid Shuffle.
I go so crazy, bro. I go so crazy on the Cupid Shuffle.
What do you think about the Cupid Shuffle?
I would get sturdy to the Cupid Shuffle.
Okay. I'm like, instead, play the hoedown throwdown.
I don't know that. Is that like a line dance thing?
Yeah. You got to pick like, the group dance songs are like, if you get like 3 of them at a wedding, like you're asking people to do a group dance like 3 times, people are lining up. I'm like, okay, that feels like too much. Like max 2 yeah. of the everybody lining up and doing the same
now
dance.
Watch me whip. Now watch me nay nay.
Oh, do you remember the like Vine of like, it was like the funeral, the guy singing like whip and nay nay at a funeral.
Oh,
he's like, now watch me whip, now watch me nay nay. Now he's whipping in heaven.
What music did you play at your wedding?
We like for our reception had a playlist that we made that was just like music that we liked.
Aww.
And then we had a DJ that he was just playing the hits, and it was pretty good. And then my father-in-law, his family is from Curacao, and they like a lot of Latin music. So then at some point he went to DJ and was like, you got to play more Latin music. And they all were like dancing.
Okay.
And finally into it.
You don't have to share the song, but did you guys have like a song?
Yes, I feel like we have a couple songs. So like we tailored it so, like, our first dance song was this one song that was meaningful to us. And then when we, after said, you know, saying our I do's, we, like, walked down the aisle to another nice. Song. We just were like, let's fill this with all the music that we
awesome.
Love and is personal to our relationship. And that's the stuff where I'm like, you can spend however much you want on flowers, on place settings, on whatever. But those are the moments that, like, I remember. Like, I remember when, like, we were eating dinner, but then just, like, Heaven from The Cure came on. And we were like, we got to dance with each other.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the songs that we love and means something to us.
Yeah.
I don't remember so much other nonsense stuff.
Okay.
So, well, one last thing about the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, thank God.
One more thing about gay weddings.
Let me pitch the Cupid Shuffle really quick, because I think that someone should make a movie, okay, that is like a la Speed or Crank, but instead someone has to keep doing the Cupid Shuffle or like something blows up.
It's called Second Chance.
Wait a second.
It's a team of twin detectives.
Like, you have to keep doing the Cupid Shuffle or someone's going to blow up the planet.
I like that idea.
Thank you.
Do you guys remember when Cupid from Cupid Shuffle went on The Voice?
No.
He went on The Voice and it was the blind auditions and he sang the Cupid Shuffle and no one turned around.
Oh, man.
No. After he sang it, everyone turned around and I think it was like CeeLo Green. He was like, oh my God, that's Cupid.
Oh, no.
That's actually him.
No. I guess really intimidating as a rhythmless person to find yourself at the front, like anytime you're doing a group dance that turns and then you're like, oh no.
But he's telling you what to do. to the left, to the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the right.
Now kick.
Theoretically.
It took me a few times of hearing that song to figure out now walking by yourself. I was like, I got to look around and I'm like, oh, you're just kind of wiggling. Like, you just are.
No.
I don't know. Maybe
you're
I still don't
wiggling, Trevor.
Yeah.
I'm walking it out.
As a person of rhythm, sometimes I just have to pick a happy medium between the actual beat and what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's nicer there.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah,
we do.
Last assumption.
Oh, wow.
What? People get way too in over their heads about the wedding. The organization, who was invited, the seating chart, the cocktail hour, the speeches, the photos, and they don't even enjoy it themselves. I'll tell you right now, I would definitely be so in my head that I would forget to actually enjoy it. I went to a lot of weddings in 2022. I went to 6 in 1 year. They were all destination weddings. Every time I would go to the wedding, I would try to have a moment in the reception with the bride or the groom when they would say hi, and I'd be like, take a breath in and take a breath out and look around. You don't need to talk to me right now. Just look around at what's happening. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, this was so nice.
Yeah.
Because I know that I would need that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do small talk. I do not like small talk. I want to exist in a place with a person.
Yeah. Yes. No, this, I don't know if this is bad, but there's been times at weddings where I'm like, I'm not even going to go talk to them. Like, they don't care. Like, they know that I'm here. They know that I showed up. And I'm like, I can't be another person to go up and give them, you know, 30 seconds of small talk that the same conversation that they've had however many times.
100%.
Like, I can't. Like, I know they're going through it.
Yeah. I want the couple to have time to enjoy it. I know they've got to go say hi to their mother's sister's coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to go do the rounds. And that's, for sometimes it can take them all night. Mm-hmm. To do that. And I know people that forget to eat at their own weddings.
Yep.
Yeah. The people who understand and love you will not care if you have to say hi to them at the brunch the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want you to enjoy your wedding.
I've seen like the groom almost vomit out of stress before a wedding. And I'm like, getting traumatized by your own wedding is crazy. But I've always believed it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. I think it would be fun to just tell everyone, we got married. Don't worry, no one was invited. And so then you just deal with the fallout of that, and there's no stress, honestly. Just elope your way out of.
And it's like, what is the fallout? Like,
what are you going to do?
I'm mad.
I'm married now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay mad. Like,
you already got me a gift.
Yeah, if you want to. We got married. Here's the registry.
Sending the registry link from the courthouse. Just put this together. You're in line at the courthouse. All right, what do we want to put on the Crate and Barrel registry?
The link is on your story. Thank you guys for joining me on Assumptions. What did we learn?
That if anybody in this room, cast or crew, wants to get married, now is your chance.
Yeah, for 10 minutes and an internet connection, you can become an ordained minister in the state of California. Anybody here can do it. for free.
Okay.
That's it.
I should become a reverend and show up to people's weddings like this. Oh. I think it would be really fun. I'm like, okay, awesome. Where y'all at?
There's definitely a niche of people that would be like,
yeah.
Yo, I'm booking it.
Thank you guys so much for joining me on Assumptions. Where can we find you?
I don't even know anymore, but I was just glad to be here.
You can find me on Instagram, Elise Willems, and I also do a weekly podcast, Answer For It, which is a comedy podcast disguised as a trivia podcast. You can listen to it everywhere. You can find it on YouTube. And I think that's probably the best spot.
You may now kiss the subscribe button and consummate the like. Wait, what? And consummate your assumptions. Okay, bye.